Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
We're going to talk about sports memorabilia for the next 10 minutes. It seems to have had a resurgence. Everyone wants something signed by a top player or a top legend out there. Now, I've got a couple of guys in the studio who've pounced on the opportunity and seen the resurgence of sports memorabilia, and they have launched Triple A Sports Memorabilia. Richard Daly and Joe Morgan. Morning to you, gents.
Morning, Steve.
Nice to see you both. Nice to see that both sides of the city are represented.
Yeah, certainly.
Joe's a blue, but he's got a smile. Yeah. And we've got Richard as well. Come on, tell us a bit about AAA Sports Memorabilia. Has sports memorabilia just made that resurgence that I referred to, Richard?
I think people are seeing it as an investment, to be honest with you, Steve. You know, they've looked at art, they've looked at various things over the years, and you know, some of the customers and clients that we have, you know, I've had stuff now in their collections for 10, 15 years, and they've seen it multiply by 10, 15 times in value. Now, I'm not sitting here saying the current players will multiply in the same way, but there's definitely that resurgence that you referred to, and people are looking at putting money, you know, and it's in some instances quite heavy money.
So some people are actually investing in it. They see it as a bit of a future.
Yeah, they do. They see it as an investment. And they also, you know, one of the things that seems to be adopted from the States quite recently is the man cave. You know, gone are the dark days of the garden shed, as it were. And people, you know, we know clients of ours who are spending £30,000-£40,000 on extensions at home just to house the memorabilia collection.
Have you got a man cave, Richard?
I've got a man cave. It's not a £30,000-£40,000 one, but it's a man cave.
Joe, have you got a man cave?
I have, yeah.
Have you? Who's yours?
I've got some. Everton, Tony Hibbert.
Tony Hibbert.
Duncan Ferguson, Wayne Rooney, you know, being passionate as Evertonian, you know, you've got to have your Everton players in there, haven't you?
Let's rewind the clock. What was the first thing you got signed, both of you? Joe, what do you remember as a younger Joe that you got signed by a blue that really sort of blew you away?
To be honest, it wasn't a blue, it was the QPR game. I think it was Les Ferdinand when Everton played QPR outside on Goodison Road, which, you know, to anyone, Les Ferdinand was a legend in his own right, wasn't he? So, you know, it was a great signing for me at the time, really.
You've still got that, have you?
Yeah, I've still got that, yeah.
Is that a shirt, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, Richard, yourself?
Mine was the old, I mean, most of the Liverpool fans will remember them, they still have the replicas now, the old red and white scarf, and it was signed by both Kevin Keegan and Tommy Smith.
Wow.
And I was given that by a family member, and I cherish that, and that's something, you know, whilst we're in the business of selling memorabilia now, there are, you know, four or five items of mine that, you know, whatever price you put on them, I would never sell them. There's sentimental value on top of a value.
Yeah, because a lot of this becomes emotional, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It becomes very emotional, and it becomes a competition as well, because, you know, you'll go and see other pals that you've got who've got this, you know, this man cave theme going on, and you'll go in and you'll look at certain pieces and you think, oh, I'd love to have one of them in my collection. Then you go away and you scour around the internet, you scour around the country, and, you know, of course, the big difficulty with memorabilia is eBay. You know, you've got the kids who are sort of doorstepping players, and you get a bit of a squiggle on a shirt and pass it off as a signature. And that's why we've gone down the route of a more professional approach to it, where we're actually sitting down, structured signings. I mean, for instance, we did one with Jamie Carragher. And honest to God, the signature itself says gentleman, you know, because he takes his time, he sits there, and he actually, anyone who reads his signature can tell you it says Jamie Carragher. A bit the same with Kenny, who we did last week, we did a signing with. You know, those are very popular signatures, but they're not squiggles, they're gentleman signatures. I mean, Anthony Joshua is another one that we've got involved with recently. And again, if anyone out there has seen his genuine signatures, you can see there's a gentleman behind the signature. Takes time and understands the fans are looking for something that they're going to cherish for the rest of their lives. Not a squiggle on a piece of paper. You know, they want something that actually says Anthony Joshua, Kenny Dalglish or Jamie Carragher.
So you're just dipping your toes in the water with it at the moment. You've started it. It's proved immensely popular. What is the most demanded football signature?
There's probably, if you're talking about Liverpool or you're talking about Europe,
worldwide,
Messi? It's Messi and Ronaldo, right. You know, hands down.
Is it easy to get a Messi signature?
Messi's difficult, but actually Ronaldo's more difficult. We've just had a guy who did some arranging for us over in Barcelona and managed to get me 50 items from Lionel Messi. You know, we're still in negotiations on the Ronaldo front. And, you know, the more excited you seem to get in the nearer the finish line you're in acquiring them, the price just goes up and up and up and up. But, you know, again, everything has a buying price and everything has a selling price. But what's interesting, through the research that we've done, the most saleable signature over the last 10 years was Fernando Torres when he was at Liverpool. You know, that pair, the good-looking, the good-looking, the armband story and everything else, then paired in with Liverpool, just worldwide, you know, he outsold everybody. But then as soon as he went to Chelsea, the whole thing just fell off the edge of the cliff and he didn't become as sellable as he was when he was at Liverpool. So everyone has their moments, as it were.
Right, the top ledge that is Kenny Dalglish helped you sort of launch the business. He's the man. Now, Kenny, notoriously, and I worked with him at the Open Championship for 4 days, and before we started, I thought, oh, he's going to be a little bit of a pain with his signatures. But he was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. But to get a Kenny Dalglish signature is something else, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And he's involved with you guys, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, on Thursday night at the grand opening, I mean, I had 40-year-old fellas virtually in tears just because they met
hasn't he?
Oh, he's just such a nice man. As well as being, you know, being an Evertonian, he's still a legend, isn't he? You know, regardless, as a person and as a footballer, you know, what a man. You know, and on Thursday night just proved that for us when we had guests there arriving for the opening. They were just blown away with actually seeing their legends for themselves. And it was 11 o'clock at night and you're seeing someone in tears because you've made their day for actually seeing Kenny. You know, it says a lot, really.
No one can understand it, but he's brilliant, isn't he?
Oh, but he's just got that aura and personality about him. Yeah.
Him and Stephen. So is it Stephen? I presume they're the top two, are they?
From a Liverpool perspective, and probably in the UK at the moment, I mean, Kenny hasn't done a lot of signings in a structured private way for the last 4 or 5 years. He's obviously done what he's done with ourselves. Now, Stephen has had a bit of a relationship with a company based down in London for the last 7, 8 years. So, again, we'll respect that. But we're talking to that company because we'll all work with each other. I won't buy anything that doesn't come with 100% authenticity behind it. So we'll talk to them about acquiring some Stephen stuff and maybe we'll do some Kenny stuff the other way because they haven't been able to get Kenny to sign. So you can trade with other reputable companies. And that works for us all because it stops that, as I say, doorstepping of players and getting a squiggle and trying to pass it off as a Kenny Dalglish or a Jamie Carragher or a Stephen Gerrard's signature. You know, it's not right. These guys, that after they finish football, one of the biggest values they've got is that signature. You know, so that's got to be marketed right and it's got to be protected. And that's what we intend to do with the people we're signing with.
So that's the Liverpool front. Who do people want on the Everton front? Who is the ultimate signature? Big Dunk.
You can look no further than Big Dunk and Ferguson. You know, every Evertonian he's there, God. You know, apart from, you know, your legends like Graeme Sharp, Peter Reid, you know, the old players. But, you know, Big Dunk and Ferguson's everyone's idol, really, as an Evertonian. You know, obviously we've got Wayne come back onto the scene now for us, so I think, you know, he's going to take a few of the younger generations. They'll want his signature. But Big Dunk and Ferguson, you can't look any further than them, really.
There's something about having a nice signature as well. I work with a lot of the Liverpool former players, and Ian Callaghan's got the nicest signature you could ever see, and it's always replicated perfectly. Right. It's like he properly, you know, it's like he's using a quill. But some of them, as you say, it's a squiggle. That really annoys me. Why can't you write your name?
If you look at Paul Pogba from Man United, for instance, he has a signature for Man United and he has a different one when he's signing for France.
Ah, no, that's wrong.
You know, so at the end of the day, it's a difficult one to verify what's right and what's wrong, hence coming back to the private signings. Mm. Photographs are essential, whenever you've got a private signer, whenever you've got somebody signing, always get a photograph, you know, ideally get a video, you know, but some of the players aren't comfortable being videoed, so we respect that. But, you know, as a minimum, you want photographs to back up any item that you've had signed by one of these superstars. You know, and that does give massive credibility to your product and to your brand.
I'm just going to tell you about my failure moment last week. So I work in a lounge at Anfield and I'm helping Jan Morby get some stuff together for his charity Christmas lunch. And I had a Liverpool shirt, which he'd given me. He said, will you just get a few of the attackers to sign it? And I got Daniel Sturridge to sign it, but I didn't hold it up. So he signed it on. Now, for anyone who knows, you should always stretch your shirt.
That's right, sign it
on the table, and it's a bit of a monstrosity. So that is a warning. If you're ever going to get a shirt signed, make sure someone pulls it.
We've got about
10 items in our unit at the minute signed by Daniel, and his signature's not great. I've got to be honest.
It's worse than what I've got.
But he generally does sign it right up the number one of the 15 on the back. Yeah. You know, it gives him plenty of space to have his squiggle. But it's a good and well-represented replicated signature, whilst it's not, you know, a defined signature, it is very well replicated, and you know, he sticks to the same signature every time he signs.
So. I think it's fascinating talking about memorabilia and signatures. Yeah, everyone's got something, haven't they? Yeah. You know, they don't have to go out and buy it. They might have something themselves.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, we'll frame other people's items for them.
Yeah.
You know, we can't verify that it's authentic, but we've got a framing package as well that goes, you know, if someone's had something sitting around for 10 years, come along, see us, and we'll give them a price for various types of frames, you know, anything from 30 quid up to 300 quid, depending on how elaborate they actually want to present the piece that they love and cherish.
Was there some sort of revolutionary framing thing you were doing?
Well, we do. A lot of our framing is on a 3D basis, so you've got backlit LED lighting. You know, we do a shirt and boot combination, which is quite unique within the marketplace as well. And then we do secondary framing, where we have a service where we'll actually come to your house or come to your business premises and actually fit it on the wall, making sure all the electrics is done in the right way.
It's proper man cave stuff. Well, that really is, isn't it?
We're trying to take it on to that. You know, the man cave combined with a very professional
man
approach to doing
cave.
What we're doing. Man or woman,
man
yeah,
or
yeah.
woman, yeah.
Oh, we've got plenty of women customers. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You'll be surprised at how attracted some women are to it, you know, because if their husband's going to do it, he's going to get his own way. They want to make sure it's done in the right way. Unfortunately for us, that's what we think we're doing. And when they walk in the store and they see nothing but nice shiny lights and bright sparkly gadgets, and you know that fits in with their theme of how things should look as well.
Do you think you should always frame something that you've got sat in your cupboard? I know you're going to say it as people who own this sort of business, but I think
besides that, why would you have a shirt that you've had signed who's one of your superstars and left in the loft to get moulds on or just to get damaged? You know, something needs to be put on the wall that you can always look at and show your kids, your grandkids. You know, it's for the life then, isn't it? Protects you. And if there's value, you know, with the value to it as well, it's an investment for your family in future, isn't it? So
I've got some amazing memorabilia from Istanbul, and my wife won't let me put it on the wall. Yeah. Morning, Jane. Gents, where can everyone find AAA Sports Memorabilia?
Well, we've got our new unit now, which is opened up at the top end of Edge Lane, opposite the new B&Q, behind the Screwfix. And also, as I mentioned to you earlier, Steve, we've now got a bit of a resident spot agreed with our friends at Signature Living via their Shankly Hotel. So that should be completed in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And again, every match day experience, you will see examples of our memorabilia down at the Shankly Hotel, who I've got to say have been absolutely brilliant in supporting us as a new business in the Liverpool area. They couldn't have been more accommodating.
Boys, it's been a delight to meet you. Thank you very much.
Lovely to see you, Steve. Thanks very much.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.